The Day Star, third article. 8. March 14, 1846. Letter from Sister Harmon, Falmouth, Massachusetts, February 15, 1846. About 4 months since, I had a vision of events, all in the future, and I saw the time of trouble, such as never was. Yahshua told me it was the time of Jacob's trouble, and that we should be delivered out of it by the voice of Elohim. Just before we entered it, we all received the seal of the living Elohim. Then I saw the four angels cease to hold the four winds, and I saw famine, pestilence, and sword. Nation rose against nation, and the whole world was in confusion. Then we cried to Elohim for deliverance day and night, till we began to hear the bells on Yahshua's garment. And I saw Yahshua rise up in the holiest, and as he came out, we heard the tinkling of bells and knew our high priest was coming out. Then we heard the voice of Elohim, which shook the heavens and earth and gave the 144,000 the day and hour of Yahshua's coming. Then the saints were free, united, and full of the glory of Elohim, for he had turned their captivity. And I saw a flaming cloud come where Yahshua stood, and he laid off his priestly garment and put on his kingly robe, took his place on the cloud, which carried him to the east, where it first appeared to the saints on earth, a small black cloud, which was the sign of the Son of Man. While the cloud was passing from the holiest to the east, which took a number of days, the synagogue of Satan worshipped at the saints' feet. Ellen G. Harmon.